Okay, let's start the show. To play something right off the top. I'll explain it after the fact.
Okay.
But we got something juicy.
Something
thick and juicy that I need to share with with you and the audience.
All right, hit it up.
Here it is, everybody. I will explain more in a second. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd ever have to do this.
Quick, is he saying we only have three fans, or is...
I can't tell. I think he's three. I think there's three attackers.
Okay, here we go.
Think of this as a how-to, as to how to behave when you're at an Earl Skakel performance. Rule number one, don't yell out, pew. Rule number two, don't yell out, ma 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 throughout the whole set. And rule number three, when a joke goes well, don't yell out, hi-yo. Rule number four, don't speak unless you got a big-titted broad for daddy man. Because here's the problem with your hijinks. 90% of the crowd doesn't know what the hell you guys are talking about. So when you guys are out doing ma 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 ma, they're looking at me like, what the fuck does that mean? If I'm not getting laid or paid, I don't give a fuck. This is where the law stops, and I start. Sucker.
So there it is, Earl Skakel. So what happened was, well, if you don't know, on Beach Cops, we have set up a special hotline for people to call in, listeners to call in.
Yeah.
Special $10 tier, and it's been a success. But Earl hit me up via text. I saw that he was headlining a show in San Diego.
American Comedy Club?
I don't know where, I think okay. So. But... he texted me, your fans are out of control. And I was like, what happened? He said there were apparently three. I didn't know that. Three
probably
guys.
The only three people in the crowd.
Yeah. There were three guys there.
Okay.
And I think they were, I don't think it's done with malice. I think they're like, they want to have a good time with Earl.
I think there's a little bit of malice.
Could be. I don't know.
Which, whatever. I support.
They're doing some ma-ma-ma's, some pew. I mean, what he just said, some hi-yos.
Yeah, but is Earl doing it? They're just repeating it back.
I don't know. I think you should go with it and try to get the rest of the crowd in on it and just be like,
dude, how do you have three guys going, pew, hi-yo,
mama, mama. So I told them, I think there's only one way to handle this. You need to call and make a PSA.
Yeah,
A very high energy PSA that he did.
Yeah, that's a long hour for Big Earl. If you're going to watch him headline,
here's the deal, crowd.
And so your fans are out of control. I don't think we don't stoke the flames.
We don't encourage this sort of behavior. We're not for anybody disrupting a comedy show. But if you enjoy Earl Skakel, I mean that's. That's one of his trademark
go-to bits. When he comes on this show and on Beach Cop,
he stokes the flames himself.
He does all those antics. So yeah. I think people...
He's a fun guy.
They're like, oh, he'll love it when it's a in-person show.
Dude, we're the last guys to encourage hecklers. No. But if you enjoy what he's doing, that's like... I'm trying to think of another comic that you would do... Repeat something that he did.
Get her done. It's his catchphrase.
You're laughing the end of a joke and you get her done. And he's like, that's right.
Yeah. He's like, you're on board. What Earl needs eventually is a whole crowd to be Earl fans, and they're all doing them together.
Everyone on the count of three. They do at the end of every joke, all of them in sync go pew.
Maybe if somebody hold up a sign for which ones to do.
Or
mom.
The problem is if they do it first and then he does it, people think that he's copying them.
That could be.
So
yeah. So anyway, our apologies to Earl. Like I said, we're not telling people to do this. People hear him on this show and Beach Cops.
But I do enjoy when I hear the stories about it.
It's amusing. It is amusing after the fact.
At some point, it's going to happen to us, and we're going to be so pissed.
What, the mamas?
No, like something we do. People are just going to. Well, then again, people do yell out.
But we don't do. I mean, Earl repeats those. Three so much that he leaves himself open a little bit.
I've seen people yell. People have yelled stuff out to me
here and there,
from
but it's not like constant.
Yeah, you're just like, great. And I go, yeah, you know what? Two people in this crowd know what you're talking about. You and the guy next to you.
Come on. Don't do this. Act like you've seen the daddy man before.
The best thing is, I bet Earl tried to, he tried to explain to the crowd what was going on. And I bet
they're like, these guys, Danish and O'Neill.
this is some weird comedy warfare. Sending snipers in. This is guerrilla comedy warfare.
I bet that happened like 2 minutes. Oh, it's gonna be a long
2 minutes into his hour.
Oh man,
I just did the Hasselhoff bit.
Ooh.
And now, I was getting ready to go into Godzilla.
Hi-oh!
Dude, you think guys just paid to go there to see him, to fuck with him?
I don't know if it's like, they're like, we're going to have, it could be either way.
Sometimes I wonder about this fan, I've just wondered, like, is it growing? Is there anything? But then I say, this fan base is pretty strong. It's small, but it's mighty. Because
very active.
I hear Eleanor say people are out there. You hear Earl. You get Holtzman.
Yeah.
Ari.
John Little. People show up to his apartment to knock on his windows. Do the John Little tour.
Well, hey, look, we don't encourage it.
Yeah.
But
it does happen, and hey,
you know,
we
it's out of our hands. These people have their own mind. We can't control them.
We've called off the dogs many times.
We're anti-mind control.
Yeah.
So it's not our, hey, you know what we should understand? It's not our fault.
It's not our fight to it's not our war to wage.
They love you.
It's the sincerest form of flattery.
He's complaining that people enjoy him enough to come out and see him.
When he texts, I can't tell like if his tone is if he's upset.
Very, very dry.
Yeah, I'm like, is he upset?
I know.
Is he amused? Is he a little of both? And I'm like, hey, man, like, we're not telling people to go to you. I don't know. I'm like, is he making accusations? Like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah. When I see him in person, sometimes he's like, hey, come on. And I'm like, what the what?
We don't tell people.
He's like, you got to call off the dogs, man. And I was like, what is that? What are you saying?
We never called on the dogs.
I know. He called them on himself.
We don't have a problem. Why would we want to fuck with Earl? We don't have a problem with Earl.
We're trying to walk the dogs down the street. He's wearing a fucking suit made out of meat.
Varvitos meat pants.
Come on now. Come to daddy. Get that big old sausage in my pants.
You're lucky I'm independently wealthy.
Be cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's great that people are paying, that are fans. They're coming out to see
nice
him.
People went out to see him.
He should be, why doesn't he thank us?
Yeah, that's three plus. It should give us some kickback on that. I went to a splash pad out by where I live, and I saw...
This is different than the fucking Nazi run public pool.
I was at the Nazi run pool, and I don't know why they hate a kid clinging to their parents' back. I don't know why.
Would they rather he drowned?
they just say, get on the front. And I'm like, what?
Before, get on the front?
For what reason?
Because he can't see if the kid's drowning?
So there was this guy. You see, I've seen kind of, it's like the same crew of people most days. But there was this guy I hadn't seen. And he was there with his kid. And the kid was on his back. But it wasn't, nothing dangerous was happening. And the lifeguard goes, get him off the back. Come on.
Dude, I'm surprised they don't have a bullwhip where he's like cracking it. Come on now.
And the guy goes, why?
Oh, whoa, they don't like that, dude. Third Reich public pool does not like anybody fucking questioning their authority.
And I saw the lifeguard, like, she was like, you know, when they're on the back, and then just like lost all, because she didn't know. There was no reason. She was like, they could like fall off and, you know. And then, like,
yeah, I'm holding them, you fucking.
She just trailed completely off there because there was no reason. And the guy was just kind of like, oh, okay.
I would have said, no, hey, keep going. I want to know the reason.
I was like, it was crazy because you're like, no, I don't think anyone's really probably ever questioned it. And the girl was just like, had no idea because there is no reason for it. And she was just like, yeah, I don't know.
So how did he hold him in the front?
You just, you know, like you just hold your.
No, I know, but you can't go swimming or anything.
No.
You know what he should have done? Put him on the front and then started to swim. You would submerge the child and drown him.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you happy?
I don't get it. I don't get a lot of their policies. But anyway, so this is a splash pad, which is very opposite because it's just a battle royal. There's no suit, like no one there.
It's just water shooting up.
But people like
through the ground.
Running on it, like a pavement.
Dude, splash pad is the last bastion of freedom in America.
So I saw the fattest kid I've ever seen in my life.
How old?
Like 5. But
how many pounds? 100?
Probably close.
Woo!
Like he had nowhere to put it. The weight was like pushing everything up.
Tits?
Everything. I've never seen, like, it was like on the National Enquirer style.
Oh, you mean in the 90s when they used to have
I couldn't take my eyes off of this kid. He's a star. I wanted to find his parents and say, don't change a thing.
Don't you stop feeding that boy.
TLC, I'm giving you a card. You better call him in like 10 years. This guy's got a future.
Why don't they do it now, though? Why don't they have obese children that are friends with other obese kids?
Or like my 200-pound life for like this kid who's 5 years old.
Yeah.
His brother was also very fat, but he was not as fat as the fattest child in the world.
Older brother?
So he looked like, you're like, oh, look at this fucking svelte guy. He's in great shape. But he was like, probably on the way to morbidly obese as well.
Parents fat?
They were no parents. Just
These kids, they just threw, they abandoned him.
Or they walked because there were like some houses out
there. No, they didn't walk, dude. They rolled
the fat
them.
Kid was like running a little, not much, but he was running.
Did
I was
you
like,
tell him the guy drops a few pounds? He might be like an athletic freak.
I honestly have never, he was tiny. He was like, I don't know, 3.5 feet tall, but like, so fat, like not an inch of them didn't have fat on it.
Do you think this is a strategy by the parents? Do you think that they recognize this kid had some athletic ability? So they're like, guess what? For the next like 10 years, we're going to get him fat as fuck to strengthen his joints and his muscles. Then we'll get him to lose the weight and he'll be like some fucking football phenom.
I don't know if there's strategy involved, but I couldn't stop staring at this kid.
Did you take a picture with him?
I told Courtney got video.
Oh,
I was like,
boy.
I was like, take some, like, let's get some footage of Baby Barr, but we need this guy.
Put Baby Barr by the five-year-old.
Well, that's what, because he was right in the background. I was like, get some footage right now.
What did she look like compared to him? Nothing? Like, you're like, where is she?
She's not, like, super svelte, but yeah, she looked, yeah, like rail thin. Dude, she's like Kate Moss.
Dude, you're 5 and... Because I have a nephew that's pretty rock solid, and he's big. He's like 60 pounds, and he's 6.
This guy had to be, I'd say, like 70, 80 pounds.
That's like what a 9-year-old should
you
be.
You couldn't pick him up, I don't think, had to.
80, 90s, isn't that like a big 9-year-old? Maybe big 10-year-old? I
mean, this kid, his height is what made it so weird, because he wasn't tall.
Oh, so he was square.
Like he looked
rectangular.
Like R2-D2. It looked like a trash can. But he's, you know, he's small, but I mean, they should keep giving him that Coke with the sugar cane. Keep doing what you're doing.
You've made a spectacular freak.
Get him on TLC. I mean, TLC should be signing young kids NBA, like basketball, college basketball. Get out there. Recognize who's got talent.
Is there any way, can you get a finder's fee if you send this kid a picture of the video to TLC?
I felt like I was like, they need to know that this guy's out there.
The kid have a lot of personality?
He seemed pretty, you know, pretty jovial fat kid.
How? What do you think?
His brother was like taunting him a few times. So kind
what did he say? Called him fat?
He was like kind of like ran at him and like splashed him or something. He kind of started crying, but. he's temperamental, but he's a star. He has the right to be.
Dude, how were the pants? Were they like adult pants that they just hemmed
shorts,
up?
Shorts.
No, I'm saying, but how are the shorts that they just hem up the legs and just had like the waist of an adult?
Where do you get the clothes for him? Because he's so short, but so hefty. Definitely not fitting into clothes his age.
What do you think his waist was? 34?
Not that big, but
close. 32,
high 20s. I guess Jesus. At least. I mean,
Jesus,
so round. I mean, it was like a shelf ass on a young kid. I've never seen anything like it. Just nowhere to put the weight.
Poor kid, but like, goddamn,
fat up to the chin, like just everything. Your face fat.
You feel bad, but then also you're like, God, that's a spectacular physique to cultivate at five.
When I've seen, I mean, I was a fat kid. I've seen fat kids. I've never seen a fat kid like this ever in my life.
You think this is? Do you think that this is a new age of fat? Do you think this kid in 10 years will be the norm?
I think there are probably more kids like this now, but I haven't seen
it. I got to see this video. I got to see this video.
It's I'll text her and see if she can send it to me before I leave today. But yeah, it was, man, something to behold. So,
Courtney, you're like, I'm not even mad at her parents. I'm proud.
Courtney was like, I don't like, look, I was like, I can't stop. I was like, I can't stop looking at this guy. He's the front man of the band. This guy's got star power. I was like, I may never see this again. I need to take it in as I'm here.
Dude, I mean,
he looked like if he bull charged like another child, like I think he would like
kill him,
severely hurt him. Like maybe. If he bull charged Baby Barb, who's way smaller than him, yeah, he could do something.
And he
damage.
Got some speed going. He really
a little could. Bit. Like he I saw him, but it was only like in 5 feet.
Was he
intervals.
Out of breath?
He looked almost like a small gorilla, like that, but fat. Not that muscle.
So he ran up, banged on the glass of the zoo. And then
that's kind of what he looked like. He's running around with his shirt on. Obviously, he's not going topless.
Oh, he didn't go topless.
Oh, no. But the shirt was like glued to him because it was wet. And it didn't have a lot of room to begin with. Brother went shirt on, too.
God, you're shaming him already, like keeping the shirt on.
Why? Yeah, that you'd have to be real confident to go shirt off as that.
Yeah, but I feel like every fat kid I knew went shirt off until they were an adult.
He had like arms that were like DeWitt size arms because they were just so fat.
Oh God!
Like just big ham hockers.
I'm torn because
ham hock legs like straight down tree trunk. Like everything is just.
I'm telling you, dude, this might be a thing. The dad might just be trying to strengthen his joints and his bones and his muscles, and then he's going to shed the weight.
I was dying to see the parents because I was like, what if they're just rail thin? But they didn't show up.
They're probably in the car eating fucking Cheetos.
It was an ice cream man, but I don't think they had money.
Do you think that was the family car? The family car an ice cream truck?
I almost peeled off a couple bucks. Hey, head over there.
Yeah, don't you?
Do whatever you want.
You're burning too many calories out here, son.
Do whatever you want. It's on me. You deserve it.
Yeah, I'm torn, man. I feel terrible for the kid.
Yeah,
at the same time, it's like
it's very sad.
But if he doesn't exist, what are we going to do for entertainment in 5-10 years?
Well, TLC,
we need him.
There, I mean,
we have no TLC if this kid doesn't keep getting fatter.
He may be watching TLC and say, "I want to be a TV star." It's
it's my way in. I don't know if I've got the talent.
It's my shot.
But I got the fat.
Then I'll be an actor after the fact. But no one's going to hire you if you're 600 pounds.
Can you imagine if he watches those two obese sisters and he's like, I want to be the one in the back of the minivan where they have to take the seats out.
He's like,
and
my
just
brother,
sits on the floor and rolls around.
My brother will be the one who's 500 pounds. I want to be the 600 pounds. It could be. I think he may have been... the other brother was way taller, but I would wonder what the difference in their weights were. Probably not much.
I wonder, at what age do you start getting very lethargic from being obese?
Yeah, he wasn't that yet, but I did see him sitting on a bench a few times, like taking a couple breathers.
Okay, well, that could... Like, I remember I had a really fat buddy in high school, and he always was up for anything. Stay out late,
probably
stay up late.
I'd say mid to late 20s, is early 30s. Really? When you hit the wall, you hit the fat wall.
Oh,
speaking of which, go right into it. This is sent to me by Hieronymus Lush. TLC has lost, they've lost a star, 600 pounder.
Oh, dude. So sad. Didn't see this coming.
30 years old.
30 years old, 600 pounds, for real?
They never like make statements. Like, you're putting this person on TV. Yeah.
You should say sad loss for a member of the TLC
Not
family.
Not only that, like, you're exploiting the shit out of this.
How many people have died on there? There's got to be a lot.
Yeah, I think there's a handful. She's the latest. She joined in 2020, so only a year run for her. They got to her late.
Yeah, you got to recruit these kids right out of high school.
She had an episode called Time is Running Out for Gina, so I guess they knew it's a nice episode name.
Did she have, like, cancer or something?
No, she had extreme fatness. That has nearly a million views on YouTube, so TLC is monetizing that.
Hey, nice job.
The woman had said, my life's been hard. I always felt my entire life like I was just pushed under the rug. It's a big rug. She recently posted social media videos about health struggles that made her immobile and severe pain in her extremities. I wonder why. She said, I remember what made me forget the pain of being abandoned was eating. And by the time I was 10, I was already over 150 pounds.
Whoa, so dude, that kid's on track for this.
Yeah, he's on the fat track.
You could double your weight in 5 years.
If he keeps easily up with what he's doing.
He'll be a surpasser.
By 14, she was more than 300 pounds. That's impressive. That's freshman year of high school. You're 300 pounds.
She just keeps doubling it. I love it.
Yeah, she's exponential. She continued to turn food into escape. She said, as I was getting closer to 500 pounds, it started to get harder to do things. So there you go. That's the lethargic point.
So, hey, guys, if you get to 499, you're good.
Cut it off. Go
lower.
You'll
be energetic. It won't be hard to do anything.
So she was a lifelong resident of, I don't know where this place is. Her greatest passion was dancing. It seems surprising.
How often did she do it? Every 5 years?
And she would make up dances with her sister and kids in the neighborhood growing up, according to the family statement. She started the dancing has no size limit TikTok trend.
Okay.
And dreamed of one day opening up a dance studio for special needs children, but I don't think that ever
came
to pass. You can't leave your house.
And she's 30. She died.
In addition to a reality TV stint, she appeared in a bit part in the 1998 indie film Walking to the Waterline. I wonder what they're probably just like, look at this.
Yeah, it's probably like Gilbert, what's eating Gilbert Grape's mom?
She enjoyed playing video games, spending time with her family.
I'm sure she definitely enjoyed that video games.
Said it made her obituary made no reference to the 600-pound life. They may not enjoy her stint on there. It says, which some critics have accused of exploiting the struggles of obese people. What? No, come on.
Who are you showing?
Not TLC.
First of all, none of those people ever lose weight. So you're actually not helping anybody who's 600 pounds. They're just like, oh, if they can't do it, I can't do it.
Oh, it says, when reached by the Post for comment, this is New York Post, TLC said, they directed a tweet to the Post. They said, TLC was deeply saddened by the loss of Gina Crassley, who shared her weight loss journey on My 600-Pound Life. Our thoughts and prayers are with her family at the difficult time.
So that journey was just the straight line, right? It didn't seem like the journey seemed to be the same.
Yeah.
There was no up or down swing on that. It wasn't really much of a journey. It was just more of the status quo.
Yeah, it sounds like she left a dog and a cat behind, mentions a lot of her family. I don't think she had any partner or anything.
I wonder if that does damage people that are 600 pounds that watch that, and because rarely do any of them ever succeed. Rarely. It's usually they end up actually gaining more weight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wonder if people watching, they're like, well, they can't do it. How can I do it?
Yeah, so I think that's what this kid has to look forward to. Hopefully he can make it to 30. It's a young fucking age.
Dude, can you imagine dying at 30, dying 10 years ago? Being dead 10 years ago?
Jesus, it's crazy. That's a very quick life. It's like a fucking colonial age where like their life expectancy.
Dude, there's people. Then when you see, have you watched Cocaine Cowboys?
I haven't. I've seen it's out though.
One of the main guys' lawyers, he's this bald dude. His name's Albert Krieger, and he represented Gotti and all these guys. He's in there. He's sharp as fuck. You think this guy's like, okay, maybe this guy's late 60s. I'm telling you, this guy is so fucking sharp. I looked him up. He died a year ago. He was 96 years old. When he's doing this interview, he's got to be 95 years old.
Wow.
I was like, this is unbelievable. This guy.
When did he stop working? Like a year ago?
Dude, he didn't even gain recognition until like the late 60s. And by that time, he was like almost 50 years old. I watched that. And I was like, this guy's a sharp 67-year-old dude. 96 years old. I don't know what he died of, but he would definitely didn't die of dementia or anything.
Jesus.
Yeah, like sharp as a tack, quick, like had jokes and shit. I mean, amazing. I was like, that's the guy you want to. He's kind of a piece of shit as a lawyer. He's
repping these.
Yeah, and they also like murdered
the,
people and shit.
Not the best guys in town.
They did a great thing. They had a witness list, and you know what? The lawyers got together and put an ad out and said, if anybody has any information, here's our witness list. Put it out in Prison Life magazine and in a lawyer magazine, and motherfuckers just started getting murdered.
Jesus.
Basically to stop the witnesses from testifying.
It seems illegal.
Yeah, well, he stood behind it. He's like, it's my right to do that. I'm like, all right, cool.
Crazy. Did you see a UFC fighter called out Hasbul, our favorite fighter, after a win? I think that guy is Chechen, I believe. He had the Khabib hat on.
Dude.
And he called out Hasbullah. What a big star turn. That's the first ever mention in the UFC.
Is he going to cut weight?
I didn't say, but he did call him out. He said that's who he thinks he'd like to fight next. The interviewer.
Wait, has he fought yet?
No, that's still kind of like going back and forth. I think they're having problems locking in that opponent guy.
Dude, that's so great. That he's made it.
He did it deadpan. And the interviewer was kind of like, oh, like, okay. Did you see Connie Mack is really calling out Cormier? God. Dude, you better Cormier
this guy
whip
is,
his ass. I think I fucking, what are you talking about?
I see Cormier's
his response was great. Like,
just win some fights.
He said, worry about the guys who are kicking your ass. Don't worry about me. He's like, I'm retired.
And he goes, look, we can't fight, so there's no reason to even do this. So he's like, fucking go back and start worrying
just
about
grasping at straws, and it's all on social media. He's just trying anything.
He's losing it, man. He is losing.
It's going to be a bad when he like no longer is either too old to fight or no one cares about him fighting. It's going to get bad.
He could transition
to a woman.
No, but he could transition to something
Connie
else.
Turn into Connie.
Oh, that would be great. He could transition to another career.
Go to the WWE
or a big career, but he's just burning. He's burning his bridge here and with his fans.
Well, and these antics always get old. There's an expiration on it.
Any detractor now has nothing but ammunition on because it's just fucking stupid. It's not when funny. It's there's nothing.
Once you lose a bunch, like you so, can't. What? It's all empty.
He's 1-4.
You're just yelling at nothing, especially at like a guy like Cormier. He was a double champ, like you who has nothing to do with you. You just got mad that he criticized you, I think. So it's like, what's the problem? What are you doing?
And Poirier's just like, I think I'll fight Nate Diaz now.
Yeah, he's like, just give me big money. I don't care.
I'm sure after he got that check from fucking McGregor, he's like, fuck the title.
And he's like, stylistically, pretty good fight for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great fucking fight for him. I mean, I don't know. But the dude better just win a fight and then come back to talking shit.
Yeah, it's like, he's just like.
You can't win two in a row, both of them. You can say whatever you want, but hey, dude, your leg broke in there. Maybe Poirier did do it. I mean, you can't say that it had nothing to do with it. That's like, I fucking sprained my ankle. I can't fucking fight. I didn't lose.
When it would be
you
one
can't
thing.
Continue.
It'd be one thing if he dominated before that, but he didn't.
No,
he didn't.
He lost that round.
Yeah, like he was losing the fight.
Two judges had a 10-8.
Yeah, so it's like just shut up. Go it's away. Fucking... Just go away until your next fight, and then.
Oh, dude! You know, did you see that guy, the UFC welterweight, who had his car stolen while he was in 7-Eleven?
No.
The guy gets out of his car, goes inside. Then a guy who's like hiding out sees him go inside, fucking jacks the handle, gets in, hot wires it. And he's pulling away, and the guy runs out. Fucking, I think he punched him in the car, then threw him out.
Jesus.
And I was like, dude, what? So far, isn't that like the third? That's like the third. John Jones. Then there was another guy who somebody was trying to steal something
there
from
was
him.
A woman.
He whipped him. A woman, yeah. And then.
A woman in Brazil.
But with cars. I mean, crazy.
You got to pick another car, man.
Dude, what chances? There aren't that many UFC fighters. You ought to stay out of a town that has any known UFC fighters.
Yeah. Or like ask. Okay. Or run their plates.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what their career is. You see this. This is this guy's been added to. I might add him to the Seagal list, at least personally. Nick Cannon.
Yeah, this
back
guy's
in
out
the
of
news.
Control. he doesn't give a fuck.
It started a while back where he had on Professor Griff, who was originally associated with Public Enemy, way back in the day. But they threw him out due to extreme anti-Semitism. Okay. This guy was peddling. Nick Cannon. Hey, let's bring this guy out who's been irrelevant since the early to mid 80s. And they were both going back and forth. Nick Cannon came out with some very old, almost Nazi-rooted anti-Semitism.
Dude, I've seen him at that water park, Third Reich water park.
And he got in a bit of hot water. He's like, oh, yeah. I'm going to make it right with my Jewish brothers and sisters, blah, blah, blah. Some dude, stupid statement. Didn't lose his AGT job. Meanwhile, comics, if you make a joke that people don't like, you can fucking go under.
Because Jews, man, nobody cares. Yeah, it's the problem.
It's the sad truth.
It is the problem.
So anyway, that kind of, I was like, eh. I mean, I'm not like I'm a huge Nick Cannon fan to begin with. Yeah.
You know, what was that movie with, he was an undercover high school?
Drumline?
Yeah, Drumline 2, where he's undercover. Now, what was the fucking... Remember he's like played, it was supposed to be like his
movie?
Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't know.
Oh, Underclassman.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
I think so.
I remember he opened for Chappelle in the main room and he bombed his tits off.
Dude, that was when
they replaced him with Al Madrigal the next night.
No, it was that night. Al was on that show. It was only one night.
Oh, Al did well.
Yeah, Chappelle had just disappeared from the Chappelle show, gone after a comeback. First show, it was packed. Every booth had, it was like Bruce Willis, DiCaprio, all these motherfuckers. Al crushes. Like, just, I think Al went out. I think they thought Al was just like, well, we'll just let him go out and warm him up.
Yeah.
Al destroys. Nick Cannon comes out. Eats so much shit. I think he thought he was just going to go out there and fuck around. And then people were like, oh, I just saw a real comic in Al Madrigal. Now this fucking guy is trying to be a fucking clown.
Yeah, Nick Cannon claims he was a big gangbanger in San Diego, which I didn't know was like a big gang hub. He claims his dad was like a big OG gangbanger.
Oh, really? Well, wasn't he like a kid? He was a child actor, wasn't he? Well, he was like in his 14. He was working.
He says he was banging. Anyway.
He was gay, like drive-bys and shit.
According to him, I don't know.
I thought he's been like working since he was a kid.
Well, and like his image now is he's like a Seacrest. Like, hey, I'm a nice, likable host. It doesn't, I don't know.
I mean, I'll give him credit, that motherfucker.
Oh, he works hard.
Fucking carved out a goddamn niche for himself.
Does he make any good content? Not really, but he does work hard.
But he works. Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. Which would you rather be? That's the question.
So he is in the news now because he has 7 kids by 4 different women, and he says he's not slowing down.
He says he loves being a dad. But how could you possibly be a dad with his work schedule, the 7 kids with all those different women?
So he went on the Breakfast Club, the radio show, and they made a joke. They introduced him as Nick No Condom Cannon. Nick Cannon started as a comic. He's a funny guy. He said the fertilizer. But then he got serious about the mothers of his kids. He said, they're the ones making the choice. Women lead. In every scenario that I've had, I step back and say, how do you want to do this? So he's saying, like, if you want to get pregnant, we'll do it.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Where he's like, hey, they make the decision for me to get... Dude, he acts like he has nothing to do with any of this.
He's 40, and he thinks having one partner is outdated. He says that's a Eurocentric concept when you think about the ideas of, like, you're supposed to have this one person for the rest of your life. But it's weird, because he likes Eurocentric anti-Semitism, so there's two things.
True. He's very so Euro.
He kind of picks. He picks and chooses what Eurocentric...
Wait, he's saying Eurocentric, meaning that monogamy is European? Because I would go on the opposite and say, in France, having a mistress is fairly common and culturally very acceptable.
Well, he went on to say, I understand the institution of marriage, but if we go back to what that's about, that was to classify property. A father gave another man his daughter for land.
Yeah.
That's deep, man. This reminds me of Revenge of the Nerds Part 2, where Ogre smokes the weed with the nerds, and he says, what if cat was really spelled D-O-G? And they say, that's some deep shit, Ogre.
They go, whoa,
This is Nick Cannon breaking down relationships.
I mean, if you trace everything back, it all comes back to handing land over, and also the reason why, you know, that priests used to be able to get married, And then the church stopped that because the church wanted to gain all of their assets when they died instead of it going to a family member.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so.
If he, I mean, if you don't want to be monogamous, that's fine, but why have, it doesn't answer why you're having 800 kids.
Dude, go out and fuck. No one's telling you got to get married.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with kids.
Yeah, it's like, why bring the
you
kids?
You can't be a good dad to having five fucking baby mamas.
By different people. Like, yeah. There's no way you're seeing all these kids.
Is
no
that
way.
Including Mariah Carey?
It is, yeah.
And also, he's not
said,
done. He's
that's
not
kind done. Of what broke him. Was he, I think he said he would go back to her. I think that's where he was like, oh, all right, no more monogamy. You know, it was like, I think he was heartbroken. He's like, oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that again.
Dude, no one's telling you you can't fuck.
Go ahead. But it's like when you make a decision, like, I'm going to have as many kids as I can possibly
but it
have.
It doesn't make any sense just as a society.
Yeah.
At all. Like, we already don't have enough shit to go around. Why? What's the point? Just because you can?
Well, and eventually, I mean, he could run into money problems.
He will!
Eventually. I mean, it could. It's going to catch
dude,
up.
Dude, have you seen his car collection? No. I mean, he has, like, crazy cars and fucking houses. Now you got seven kids, five different women. They all want their fucking money.
He became a dad in June to Zen with model Alyssa Scott. Weeks earlier, he welcomed twin boys Zion and Zillion. With DJ Abby De La Rosa, just weeks apart, three kids.
Dude, wait till college gets here.
He has a son, Golden, 4, and daughter, Powerful Queen, who's 9 months.
Yes.
With Brittany Bell, Powerful Queen.
Great name. That's fucking, dude, and is he having more kids?
He's also a dad to twins, Monroe and Maroc and Scott, with they're 10 now, with ex-wife Mariah Carey.
There's no way he sees these kids.
He said,
how can you be, by the way, how can you be seeing your kids if you're out trying to pick up chicks and getting them pregnant? I mean, there's a certain amount of time that goes into like trying
he may not sleep. Like, is he sleeping? What, an hour, 2 hours?
Those tapings, America's Got Talent, it's a long haul.
Where is he? Is he fucking on the set? Is he like, come by the set? I got a break?
He must just meet people online and be like, do you want me to fuck you and like
Instagram,
give you a baby?
Like slide into the DMs?
Yeah.
He responded to criticism about having so many kids being selfish. He said, time's a man-made construct. Dude, this guy knows his stuff.
Dude, why is this guy going?
He's deep, dude. He's a philosopher.
Why does this always happen to certain comics where they go from doing comedy to being these fucking hybrid philosophers? This is what happened to Rogan, too. It's like a fucking... Yeah. Either do comedy or get into fucking drama. I don't know, but nobody wants to hear. You're not a philosopher.
D-Time's a man-made construct. He's got a good point. Anybody who knows me, I'm at every basketball game, every martial arts practice. I don't think he means for the kids. I don't think he means like in general.
Right now, he only has two kids that are of age like to do that stuff. Wait till he has seven kids that are all doing shit at the same time. Right now he has toddlers. He has like tiny kids, babies.
People don't understand how I do it, but my children are my priority. It's all about being present. There's no way. No.
Go to five different houses.
How many days out of a week do you see these kids? One, if you're lucky?
I don't think he knows.
They're not all in the same state, I bet. They're all probably...
Well, even if they are in the same state, they're not all living under one house. So as a father, if you're not seeing them every day, you're doing a shitty job. Also,
he's full of shit.
He's only talking. He has what? Two 10-year-olds?
They're the oldest.
Yeah. And so those are the only ones going to practice right now.
Yeah.
Five all at the same time. They're like, you didn't make it to my play. You didn't make it to my football game. He's like, well, they were at the same time as this and that.
He's going to have to pick. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be. I mean, Powerful Queen better not be left behind.
This guy's a moron. You also fucked up their life by naming them some stupid... Just name your kid a fucking real name.
Zillion?
Name a real name. This follows the rest of their fucking life.
Do the kids ever... Are they all ever in the same place? Do they ever interact? They're all half-siblings.
I'm telling you, this guy sees... Maybe stops by once a week in each of their places.
And say this is... It's a fairly narcissistic thing
to be
like, oh, I deserve 800 different women... And they all need to have my kids because I'm so great. I need my genes to be out there
as much as possible. Isn't this guy's philosophy go back even further to like the harems? He's starting a harem.
Yeah.
And doesn't that go back to like ancient Egypt? Isn't he going back thousands of years now?
He says he's always wanted 10 to 12 kids. He said, I've just learned so much from my children. It's so amazing.
So 10 of them are going to teach you more than 5 or 7.
He said, I really just love being around my kids. He's copying Eddie Murphy again because he is what, 11?
He has 10 kids.
So yeah, he's doing the, he tried to do.
Underclassman was his supposed to be his Beverly Hills Cop.
There you go.
And then you got, I don't get it, man.
And then we're going to have a father off because notorious piece of shit father, Future. Well, I always get mixed up with, I think, The Dream. I don't really know who's
Future?
Who. Yeah.
The rapper?
Is he a rapper or a singer?
Singer? Know. I don't know.
I know the name. I don't know. I couldn't tell you one that he's done. I looked him up because I was like, I want to make sure that this is true, that he's not a great father. He's got 6 kids, 6 different women, so he's on a good...
This is like all...
He's pacing with canon.
I really think this is all like some sort of insecurity thing. Because it's like, what would you possibly need with 10 kids?
Showing off your money of like, look how much money I have.
I don't even think it's money. I think it's just insecurity. It's like, look at all these women that I've had. I've produced all this stuff. It's a narcissistic, which a lot of it most narcissism comes from insecurity. But what a weird fucking deal to be like, who wants 12 kids?
Nick Cannon at some point is going to be like, hold on, I got to go down the hall. I got another baby coming, like he's doing two at the same time, same hospital.
Dude, I can almost forgive people that are stupid enough to follow religious shit. Like Eleanor's family,
you just know
they were.
You're not using contraception.
Yeah, they believed in. Well, don't worry, it's against the Bible to fucking use.
God decides.
I can almost forgive that for just sheer stupidity. But this is just like, he's going out, and he's fucking making it happen.
So, there's no way he's ever worn a condom, I would guess. I don't think it's like, do you want to wear it? It's like, no, I don't wear a condom. If you get pregnant, you get pregnant.
And the women that do it, they're just like, oh, great, I'm financially secure now, probably.
Is it intentional where they're specifically saying like, hey, I'm ovulating, or is it just like, we'll fuck and we'll see what happens?
Dude, if you're busting a nut, you pretty much count on getting a kid.
Not I mean. It's not
unless
that
she's
easy.
On birth control. Yeah, but dude.
There are people who try who can't. Or like,
yeah, but there's
trouble.
A lot of people who don't try.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I'm saying if nobody's using protection and you're busting loads inside, you're pretty much trying to have a kid. That's how it works.
There's a NBA player I've really never heard of, PJ Washington. It just came out. I think the woman is like 8 years older than him. And they had a kid. And she did a video like the other day that's like, you know, if you want a lot of money, you just fuck an athlete. They're not smart.
I love it.
She just got she used to get 200 grand a month off this fucking guy.
Dude, I would do it if I could.
200K, man.
That's great, though.
Fuck.
That guy's an idiot.
Yeah. And she seemed like had a plan.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, who's busting loads in somebody that they don't know very well, that and no party is on birth control.
Yeah, it's
and no
risky.
Party that on birth control.
It's risky.
You're gonna have a fucking kid.
Well, then people get surprised. I've seen a 90-day fiance like, we don't know how this happened. It's like you didn't pull out. You're not.
Yeah, you busted a load and nobody was on protection.
So Future, he had a quote that people didn't like. I think a couple of years ago, where he's like, "My job is to be a superstar." Like that's who I am. Okay. And if that interferes with seeing my kids, and like that's the sacrifice I got to take.
I love what people are like.
He's like,
I don't have any options here. This is the life that has been chosen for me.
Yeah, he's basically like, I've been chosen. So like if they
so
miss me, like that's not, that's their problem. Like I'm a super, I have to do that.
So
he's like, I'm providing. He's like, but I have to like be this superstar.
And then all these kids end up with drug problems and ODing and fucking dead and all this shit. Tom Hanks, who everyone thinks like the world's greatest dad, his fucking kid got huge drug problems. I don't know. He probably wasn't around that much.
Yeah, he's batting 1 out of 2, 500.
Yeah.
One seems all right. One's the worst. But so the mother of one of Future's kids, Brittany Mealy, we knew a guy named Mealy, exposed him for allegedly sending the 8-year-old boy disturbing text messages on August 10th. She uploaded screenshots of a conversation her son and Future had, and it read, Future, tell your mom, son, tell my mom what? Future, buy you some clothes, son, dad. Future, your mother's a hoe. Exclamation point.
Oh, cool.
To his 8-year-old kid. Cool.
Good. And these are the people that are influencing the culture and the public.
When folks on social media began to claim that the woman was lying, she maintained the dialogue was the was Future texting their son, even threatened to release recordings. She said, "That's definitely your number and his, so stand on it and pipe down if you don't want these recordings posted. On God, you said it. They need to cancel you. Cruelty to children. I haven't seen him in 3 months, but in the same state." So he lives by him. He's like,
I don't get it, man. That. Don't have kids. It's super easy not to have kids. If you like, it's easy to not have kids if you're this guy.
She said that he's being hostile because she rejected his sexual advances. She said petty because someone doesn't want to be sexually active with you and you just want to and just wants to co-parent. She added, "I've been so nice and calm, and I'm tired now, but I'm chill. I do not play about my kids. I'm a mother first and always. I always go stand up for mine."
Dude, I really think you're probably your full success if you have kids is how your kids end up turning out. And it seems like most Hollywood kids, it ends pretty shitty for them.
It's the worst when there's two parents who are in the, because they're both so busy.
This kid probably has a chance with the mom. But God, your dad, you're going to fucking be so pissed at your dad.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be so fucking pissed.
Future's mother got involved. She went to Instagram, Mrs. Future, the ultimate Future. And she said that this woman, Mealy, wasn't getting her way. So she was turning to social media for attention. Mealy went at the mom, said to mind her business, but that she's the reason that the rapper is a true narcissist. She said, "Hey,
I would say that."
She said, "You raised a piece of shit,
dude." And you know the checks are coming in for that mom, so the mom's like, "Shut the fuck up! I don't want to ruin my fucking lifestyle.
I have 6 grandkids by 6 different women, and I love it. I want more."
Yeah,
it is. She probably never. If he's not seeing him, she's not seeing him.
Give me that fucking check. I'm shut the fuck up, bitch.
Said, this isn't the first time Future's been accused of it being insensitive and inappropriate with Mealy's son. At the 8th birthday party last year, Mealy wrote on social media that Future disrupted the party and made threats. She said, "Who the fuck tells an 8-year-old, fuck him, and he will shoot up his mom, N-word, a real bitch," she wrote on her Instagram story. "Don't come back begging like yo ass always do. Because you dead to me after tonight."
Okay.
So that's a
very healthy environment for children.
Happy 8th birthday.
Very great.
Happy birthday to you.
A birthday you'll always remember.
That's imagine being at that, or you're like at wherever that was.
Yeah.
It's like a Chuck E. Cheese. Dude, you're like, whoa. You.
I'm telling you, if you think these actions don't scar your kids.
Oh,
man. I've had many a Christmas end in violence, and you don't think it's fucked me up? Come on now, dude. This is This is gonna fuck your kids. You're an asshole. You know what? Anyone who's fucking up their kids just because they're narcissistic piece of shit, go fuck yourself, man. They're gonna spend their whole life trying to figure out what the fuck is wrong with them. Because this shit is going to tear you. Fail. There's no way to pull out of this now for this guy.
You've made your kids into like a freak show. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's one of Nick Cannon's 20 kids. It just makes them into everywhere they go. It's like you're an attraction.
Dude, by the way, at some point, Future, the people are going to stop. They're going to move on from you. The fans are going to move on from you. You're going to be washed up.
All you're going to have is your family.
Nothing. You're going to have nothing.
And these kids aren't going to want anything to do with you because you've been a fucking dick to them your whole life.
I watched that Val Kilmer documentary, Val.
Yeah, I heard about it. I haven't seen it.
Dude, it is it's sad. He now goes to like Comic-Con conventions and signs stuff.
Right?
Yeah, I think he got his voice back because he did Top Gun. I think when this was done many years earlier, I think he was just recovering from that surgery. Because we knew guys who worked with him, and he said that his voice was coming back. But, dude, he's going to Comic-Con and doing all this shit. And basically, he's divorced. He just had 2 kids. Didn't seem like he had a ton of friends. And he had kind of been a dick throughout his time in the business. And so nobody wanted to work with him. So he was basically alone.
Now he has to go hang out with fans.
And he was out there signing autographs. And every one of them was like, "Can you write, will you be my wingman? You can be my wingman anytime."
Jesus.
And sign an Iceman.
Depressing.
And I was like, dude, if that guy had just... His wife basically left him because at some point when he was trying to play Jim Morrison, he spent a year as Jim Morrison in character playing the door. And his wife like was like, "This fucking sucks."
It's got to take a huge mental toll on you as a person. You're like, lose kind of who you are.
And her. She's like, I didn't marry Jim Morrison. I married fucking Val Kilmer, and I can't
hang out with the Lizard King anymore. Yeah.
So I think that took
a toll. Was he doing drugs and shit? Like LSD?
No. I don't think he was a big drug guy.
Seems like it would be Jim Morrison. You'd have to really push the envelope.
It seemed like everywhere he went, like on Top Gun, he's like, we did a lot of method acting. Like there was a real... rift all the guys that were like his wingman. What was his fucking wingman's name?
Gilbert from Nerds.
No, that was Maverick. Iceman. Remember?
I don't remember.
Whatever, Iceman. So basically, all the crew that was against, they all fucking isolated themselves from Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is all by himself. He's like, but we're still friends. He's like, but at the time, like, it was great method acting. There was a real rift between all of us so that the hatred was real. And I was like, that just sounds like a dickhead thing to do.
It's like when Jared Leto mailed somebody a fucking pig heart. It's like,
did he mail, like, used condoms,
maybe
too?
Maybe try, like, some different strategies to act.
You know, the British laugh at that. They say that method acting means that, like, you suck at acting. Their philosophy in acting is it's a job. You go in, you do your shit, and then it's done. And Americans are like the ones who started the method where it's like, you have to live as this character.
What about Daniel Day, though? Daniel Day-Lewis is British.
He's one of the few. He's actually Irish.
Oh, is he Irish? Maybe that's
But for the most part, none of them do that, and they actually laugh at asshole. And there's a lot of good British actors. So it seems like so this fucking guy is headed down that road. His kids are going to hate him. He's going to have no relationship with women, and his fans are going to leave him eventually. That is a 100%.
Yeah,
you can count on that.
He'll be at the Comedy Store drinking with looking for that sort of, like, hey, who wants to drink? Who wants to talk to me?
Dude, the best thing you can do is try to balance it. Maybe you give up some of that fame and some of that money, but you'll still do fine. But you should probably craft some sort of relationships outside of that fucking job.
And see, you had the fucking kids, man. Like, don't be
he's just a dickhead.
See your kids.
Fuck this guy. Dude, you know what? There should be ramifications for this sort of bull. If you have a kid, I don't care if you support him financially, you're still going to fuck him up. And he's going to hate your fucking guts.
Nick Cannon claimed, yo, I'm a present father. Bullshit, dude. It's hard enough to be a present father to one kid who you live with.
Yeah.
Fucking, to all these kids spread out, you're fucking full of shit.
You're going to say, you're going to end up like Tarantino. He, like, wished that he hadn't even used his last name. He wished he had changed his last name because he didn't want to give his dad, like, any fucking credit whatsoever.
Yeah, good luck. Speaking of good luck, you sent me this. The American Pickers saga continues. Ugh. Just getting worse and worse.
Dude, Fritz.
Frankie Fritz.
He might be on the sauce. This is all allegedly. I don't know.
Fritzy, he slammed Wolf's statement about his departure from the show American Pickers. On July 21st, Wolf, he went on Instagram. We talked about this. Said he'll miss Fritz and he prays for the very best and all the good things on the next part of his journey. Fritzy said Mike's statement was bullshit. Somebody wrote it out for him. So we were never friends in grade school.
Is that true? I mean, that seems to be like you
they
can definitely
talk
verify
about it. They always
it.
Talk about it. He said, I don't believe in 10 years he's said five nice things to me, you know, unless he was cutting somebody else down and we were both laughing.
I like how he lumps himself in there.
He's like, yeah, I love fucking with people, but he didn't say anything nice to me. Fritz insisted that Wolf didn't reach out to him when he had the health. We covered that. He said, Mike didn't call me himself. Never. Like I said, we haven't spoken for 2 years. It's 100% truth, and I don't like people that lie to people. I'm not a liar. Just for the fact that my brain can't remember if I lied or not. That sounds weird that he does lie.
Dude, this guy sounds like a fucking train wreck. He's like, I don't lie because I don't remember when I lie, so I don't know if I lied.
He said, I don't lie to people even if it hurts. If it hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. If you don't like me anymore, that's your problem. So it's like, I say hard truth to your face because I'm honest, but it's like, no, you're being a dick.
There's one guy, standing alone, and then there's another guy standing with like three or four other people, so...
When asked if he really hadn't spoken to Wolf in 2 years, he said, that is true, and I'm not going to sit here and fucking lie to people. He's really getting unhinged with these quotes.
I think he may be saucing it up.
If he doesn't like it, then maybe he should have fucking called me. Maybe he should have called and said, hey, how's your back doing? He knows I hurt my back.
Dude, what's up with his back? He's obsessed with his back.
Everyone in the whole network knew I hurt my back, but did one person?
He's like, everybody knew about my goddamn back.
Did everyone knew I hurt my back? Did one person, just one, call and see how I was? No.
Dude, are you sure this isn't Eleanor's ex-boyfriend? Remember she had that guy?
Yeah,
I won't say his name.
He just said, my fucking back hurts. So how does that make you feel? It makes you feel like you're just a number. It was like, oh, you hurt your back? Well, life goes on, you know? Fuck you.
Is he paralyzed? Is he in a wheelchair?
Dude, his back really took a toll on him mentally.
Ugh.
Said a rep for Wolf didn't respond to he wouldn't respond to this.
What a sad end to the Fritz.
I'd
have to revise everything I said on the first time we talked about this because it seems like the real truth is coming out now.
It goes on about the show.
God damn. This guy needs some serious help. So far, his lady is like, I hope he gets help. The Wolf is like, I hope he gets help. Danielle's like, I hope he gets the help. Everyone except Frank thinks he needs help.
Danielle made her statement. She said, the only reason I'm speaking to this right now is because everybody's speculating on my words, and my words are being taken out of context and tabloid rags because they can't interview me because I will not interview with a tabloid rag. So if you want to know how I feel, here's exactly how I feel. I hope everybody gets well. Hope everybody continues to love each other, even through the hard shit. We've covered.
Who would have thought this would end? If, by the way, future, this is how it will end for you as well. You'll be the Frank Fritz.
Fritzy says, I'm not arrogant. I'm more of a regular old guy. The guy that connects with me is the guy who buys a 30-pack of Busch Light and a pizza on the weekend. That's my guy. My guy buys a $150 sign, not an $8,000 sign. That's a shot at Wolf getting too big for his britches.
Dude, by the way, if you have money, why are you drinking Busch Light?
It's what
Frank
are you
drinking
likes.
Bush?
Frank likes a nice Busch Light.
But you realize...
I drank Busch Light in college.
Dude, you realize...
And it was cheap. It was dirt cheap.
You know German Purity Law beer? It's basically the same price as other shit, only it tastes way fucking better. It's brewed under the, 12, 15 European Purity Laws? Why don't you just get good beer?
Dude, he's...
Fuck this. You're a moron.
He's a simple man.
But why are you simple torturing taste. Yourself with Busch Light? You know you don't like it.
He may not drink it. He's just saying people who like him drink it. He said, I'm more of the common man guy. I haven't found a $100,000 vase or any Michelangelo stuff. I've never really had a big, big score like that, but all the small scores.
That sounds like a real jealousy. Yeah, I never had it. Wouldn't you want a score like that? Doesn't that make sense to look for that?
He said, but all the small scores are the bread and butter. That's my deal. The oil cans.
This guy's like, the company was running on my fucking oil cans and old toys.
He goes on to say Wolf's trying to get his brother in there, which we've said. He said, you can't just stick two people in a van and get the chemistry you get from me and Mike. We've known each other for about 40 years, not in grade school, though.
But how old is he?
I don't know. 55, I think.
Oh, so he met him as a teenager.
Yes, and...
Dude, why? We should get him on the show.
He said, I'm just trying to get through life like everybody else and be as happy as I possibly can. Life's what you put into it. If you don't put much into it, you're not going to get a lot out of it. So we'll see who knows what's he going to do next. He seems like he's on a rampage right now.
Dude, we should get him on the podcast.
Think he has publicists, or you think you hit him up online?
I think his publicist left him. Seriously.
Everybody.
I think we hit him up on Twitter and try to get him on the show.
Frank, we want to hear your side.
What's your side of the story, Frank?
We'll hit him up, see what he has to say. Let me.
It's gonna be one of the dumbest conversations we've ever
had. I don't know. I don't know who sent this. Somebody sent this to me. Guy Fieri. You see, he's in the news.
What did he do?
The New York Yankees and Chicago White Sox. I don't know if they've already had it. Are doing a Field of Dreams game in Iowa. Maybe Frank Fritz, who lives in Iowa, will go see it.
Okay.
Fieri, they hit him up. They're like, we need a food item to celebrate the game. And I guess, obviously, the theme is like an all-American-style thing.
Okay.
What's Fieri come up with? And this is people are like, what are your problems with Fieri? This is a big problem, and I'll tell you why. He comes out with the fucking hot dog apple pie. A hot dog. And this fucking asshole is willing to say, I promote healthy food and try to shit. You can't be everything to everybody.
Dude,
you're the guy who makes the hot dog apple pie and just own that. But you don't own that. Dude, you try to do everything.
Can it possibly taste good?
Dude, look at this fucking piece of shit. It's like a Pop-Tart
with
a hot
Christ.
Dog through the middle of it.
Dude, it's basically a candy hot dog.
It looks like a McDonald's apple pie that someone shoved a fucking hot dog.
They shoved their cock through it. And he's like, you know what? We should put a hot dog
in this thing probably costs like $15. You imagine eating a fucking... Those flavors sound horrible together.
Apple? Well, I have had apple... One of those like apple sausages.
That's fine.
Like, what is it? Those, a dewy.
Yeah, like an apple. But there's like, it's more savory.
Yeah, I just, it's like fucking hot dog apple pie, you idiot.
It says it's an unlikely marriage of two good old American favorites. It's a starting lineup of one juicy beef hot dog smothered in Fieri's own bacon jam, enveloped in flaky pie crust, and then topped with an apple mustard drizzle. Demerara sugar and apple pie spice.
Dude, why didn't he do a nacho hamburger?
Yeah, he had a nacho cake for the fucking...
Dude, what are some other things he could have fucking done? Pizza.
All-American food.
Pizza and Skittles.
That's probably the hors d'oeuvre. Little miniature pizza Skittles.
Laffy Taffy bun.
What about like pigs in a blanket, but then shoved into like a sandwich?
Mini pigs in a blanket.
Pita bread sandwiches.
I mean,
peanut butter and jelly.
Apple pie hot dog. What a fucking dipshit.
If you're trying to make this recipe at home, which I don't know why you would.
It's going to be impossible to do.
Unless you're on
Leave it to the professionals.
Fieri advises, get your bacon nice and crispy, then cooking it down with a little brown sugar.
Wait, did he say bacon?
Yeah.
Get your bacon?
That's what he says.
Well, this is a hot dog apple pie.
But it has bacon jam, whatever that is.
Oh, God.
He said, and then cooking it down with a little brown sugar, a little honey, and apple cider vinegar. As for what goes around the dog, I imagine you probably have an awesome apple pie filling that your grandma used to make, but if you want to get that canned stuff, it's fine to use this.
I love when he assumes that everyone's grandma had some awesome apple pie recipe.
Idiot.
Oh, I do have my grandma. Thank God my grandma left me that apple pie recipe in her will. Otherwise, I'd be fucked on this sandwich.
This concept comes from a Fieri Chevrolet partnership.
Of course.
Had seen the cool kids from Motor City revamp their 1975 slogan, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet go together in the good old USA. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Fieri said, you're going to dig it about the funky throwback snack. Throwback to when? When has this been done? What are you talking about?
People eat hot dogs all the time, and people eat apple pie.
He said he can't wait to see people's reactions to this.
Why don't you just buy an apple pie and throw a bunch of hot dogs on top of it?
Look at this fucking guy with his Chevrolet shirt and a green screen holding the fucking apple pie hot dogs.
He didn't even make them. Somebody came to him and go, hey, we got apple pie hot dogs. We need you to fucking stand with a picture of
them. It's like the old joke. It's like what a fucking college student who smokes a ton of weed would be like, you want to have an apple pie hot dog? And they'd be like, yeah, sure.
I saw, dude, it's weird that the fucking press is unbelievable because I saw they're like, what Guy Fieri, once you see him without the gel in his hair, you'll never be able to unsee it.
Okay.
Like, really? Is this what his publicist is paying people to publish?
Probably looks pretty similar to him with gel in his hair, but his hair's down.
It's humble. It's crazy. People are like, oh, yeah, give us more horse shit to swallow. Please, please. I'm not drowning on enough horse shit.
It's nonstop.
Fucking apple pie. As if we need something else to get us fatter. Fucking more disgusting.
I need to bring some to the park. Get them to that kid ASAP. Put out a plate.
Dude, we're reaching saturation where there's nothing. What new concoction can you possibly make? You know?
Food-wise, yeah.
We're at a saturation, cultural saturation point with everything.
I don't know
how much more shit you can shovel.
Sebastian Maniscalco is getting a cooking show, I saw.
Why is everybody getting... I thought cooking was over.
He's getting in the cooking game.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's doing Discovery Plus.
Does he do cooking home?
In an announcement, he said, like, you know, I know I can make people laugh and I can kind of cook. And so it's...
Does he need the money?
I don't know. Probably not. Well, he does have that house. Yeah.
No, I know, but he's making like $12, $15 million a year.
I think with COVID, he couldn't get out. I don't know.
My thing would be like...
He recently, I think, announced that he has COVID or had.
Why don't you just live like a modest lifestyle and have nothing but cash to go out and do whatever the fuck you want to do, Maybe his passion is cooking. I just never understood it. Would you, if like...
No, I mean...
I'd be like, this sucks. I'd rather just fucking go travel or something.
Cooking. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you didn't, yeah. I get, like, if you're... But at his level, you could easily live well.
Yeah.
Maybe he loves cooking. I don't know. I can't speak for him. I also like Sebastian. There's other people I don't like.
Hard to say. But yeah, he's doing a cooking show. Discovery Plus. Let's get out of here on this. Who sent me this? This is Hieronymus. No, excuse me. Howie Moon. Sorry, Howie. This is Fox. I've never heard of this. So pigeon racing.
Yeah.
It went wrong.
What happened?
This is in Robbins, California. It's probably up north. I don't know where.
Yeah, they were racing pigeons. We were big into homing. Well, my brother, and I used to go with him, but we were big into homing pigeons for a while.
So there's a pigeon race going on. The cops later learned that there was a large crowd. They gathered for the pigeon race, 2:53 p.m.
Why is it illegal?
I don't think that's illegal in itself.
Oh.
Four vehicles pull up to the crowd. Multiple people with guns and swords. You got guns and sword mixture. I don't know why the swords are necessary when you got the guns.
Why did some guys go, fuck, you guys didn't tell me you're bringing guns?
They got out. They started shooting and stabbing people.
At the pigeon race. The
pigeon race goes wrong. Classic pigeon race gets out of hand.
Swords who and guns. Are you more scared of, the guy with the gun or the sword?
Sword, probably, because they're not going to kill you, more than likely.
Yeah, and he's going to be...
he's probably not great with the sword.
And if he's got cardio, he could chase you for a while.
What kind of sword? Like, where are they, like...
Game
of Thrones are getting, style replicas?
Things are getting real medieval around these parts.
Pigeon races, I mean, it's an old school town.
I mean, there's one guy's like, fuck, I don't have a gun.
He's like, oh, you guys are going now? I'll grab this sword.
What are you more afraid of, samurai sword or like medieval?
Braveheart style? Yeah. Big old Braveheart style.
Really? Right? Samurai for
Samurais
me.
Samurais are sharp, though.
More maneuverable.
Yeah, it's true.
The other guy, he's got to have a lot of power to
I mean, obviously, though, I would rather try to fend off a guy with a sword than a guy with a gun.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You have a better shot.
Unless you have mace. True. Then I'll take the guy with the gun over the sword.
Three men were hurt in the attack. Seems low number.
What are these guys? Are the worst shooters
and stabbers.
Slash. This is also broad daylight.
Yeah,
goes to show you, it really is hard to shoot somebody. You got to give these cops more credit when they like take a guy down instantly, like drop him with one shot. It's fucking skill.
One of the victims was shot multiple times, stabbed in the neck. He was treated at a hospital.
Stabbed in the neck with a sword and doesn't die. It seems like you could take somebody's head off with a sword, but maybe it's harder than
if
I
they
think.
Wonder if they fear that guy now that he's like invincible.
What, the guy who got hit with this the sword and didn't die?
And gunshots. Second victim was shot in the foot while a third victim was shot. How do you shoot
somebody in the
foot?
Where were they shooting people?
Third victim was shot in the thigh. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries.
Were they aiming low?
I don't know.
Would you rather aim them high or aim them low? Would you rather have somebody basically try to shoot you in the face or shoot you low? Now, keep in mind, low, they shoot your dick off.
Yeah, I mean...
You're better off being dead if your dick gets shot off.
I could guarantee the foot, though. I would obviously take the foot, but you're not guaranteed.
Lifelong foot problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough call. The attackers drove off in their vehicles. One was described as a black Escalade. I was hoping it was something kind of a little more fitting of the weapon.
What, like a pirate ship moment? Like a pirate ship themed bus?
Yeah, something. Investigators looked into this. The attack was related to another pigeon racing event that was happening a few weeks before. So this is a rival pigeon racing operation.
What? How did one encroach on the other?
I don't know, but they said they arrested Karanjeet Singh. Did not suspect an Indian man. And 22-year-old Fresno resident Satvir Singh Cheem on multiple charges.
Wait, are these Asian?
I think Indian.
Indian?
They said, this is a complex investigation. My staff has been working nonstop to help bring resolution to the incident. We appreciate everyone's patience as we continue to put the pieces together and build a solid case.
I don't think there's a lot of guns in India, so that could explain why everyone's a shitty shot.
And the swords. Like, these are Indian swords.
Yeah, most of the swords.
Why are they pissed? Like, they're stealing their business?
We're
encroaching on their area?
We're the only pigeon racers in town.
It's the pigeon racing turf war.
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And how people, much money's in pigeon racing?
Dude, how fitting that a shitty thing like pigeon racing then also gets attacked by people with guns who end up shooting people in the foot. These are a bunch of pussies, by the way. If you pull the gun, you better be willing to kill somebody. They seem like they were shooting low just to scare them. And the guy with the sword sounds like a pussy because he barely hit a guy in the neck.
Why didn't they attack the pigeons to try to put them out of business? But I guess you can still get new pigeons.
Yeah, but if you have a star racer.
That's true. So wait, this is like horse? You just bet on, is that what goes on?
I guess,
on?
Yeah.
Is this common? I've never heard of pigeon race. I know pigeons can fly in formation and tell people if the cops are coming and that sort of thing.
I think it's more common than you think. I know when where we grew up, there was a lot of homing pigeons and there were pigeon races.
How do you train a pigeon to race?
I don't know. I think they do it with homing pigeons. I believe that they like, go set them free, and whoever goes back to the first, who's home at the finish line, is where.
Do they have to fly around?
I think
a
that's how it goes.
Thing, or they just fly back?
No, I think whoever flies back. I think
what if it just flies back immediately, though, like right off your thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying whoever they all let them go at the same time, and whoever gets back first.
So the race could be like a split second.
No. I think they like take them far distance, and then they let them go.
Okay,
I believe.
And then it's like, whatever.
That's all. I just know. I only know homing pigeons. I think pigeon racing, I think that's how they do it.
If you're out there going to these races, you better bring a sword and a shield.
Well, I'd say bring some armor and then bring bulletproof shoes.
You know who should have been there is DeWitt, who has medieval Renfair training. He would have known how to handle this. He would have had his workout mace.
Yeah, he would have gotten shot in the foot immediately.
He could have defeated these guys.
He wouldn't have defeated these guys. He's like, he thought this was just for working out.
Dude, like, I've been training for this my whole life.
Guys who can't kill somebody with a gun and a sword, these guys didn't want to do anything. They wanted to scare people. They didn't want to kill anybody.
Their boss may have sent them over, and they're like, shit.
Dude, how many times did you see a guy just run up to a guy with a sword with it cocked back, and he just like gave him the flinch? He didn't do anything. I guarantee you that's what it was.
Maybe he tripped and he like accidentally stabbed the guy's neck.
The guy should have got
sorry. I'm sorry.
Why did the guy just get a baseball bat out and start beating the fuck out of the guy?
Will this, do you think, intimidate this particular race? Will they stop?
No, I think the people that just got shot in the foot. And
they're confident.
I think they're going to come back and be like, fuck you guys. You guys are a bunch of pussies.
I wonder if this will shut down the other one or if there's other guys out there who can continue.
I think the Turf War will bring in a third pigeon racing crew who comes in.
And then they unite against them?
No, they just take over the full territory.
Oh, they're like, they're both weak.
Yeah, they're fighting each other. We come in, take them both down.
Maybe we go up to the Fresno. It sounds like this is near Fresno. I don't know if it is.
Yeah, Fresno's a real fucking real weird area. A lot of weird shit going on up there.
Probably not a lot of entertainment when pigeon racing's a big thing. It's like, let's go see those pigeon races Friday night. Yeah.
It's also a big city, but like they don't have anything to offer people as far as entertainment goes.
They have a wild dog. They had a wild dog problem, didn't they?
Dude, they have a lot of problems. I've been there many times.
They got a pigeon racing problem apparently now.
Pigeon racing isn't a problem. It's the motherfuckers. But, dude, no one's scared of these guys. You can't kill one guy with
a
sword.
It's like boxing. Pigeon racing used to be pure. Now it's corrupt.
These guys need to pull off something to regain their street cred.
I want
to
start betting on pigeon racing. Can I bet on this online?
I bet probably go on Reddit. It's probably a group. I don't know if anyone's going to pay you if you win.
I want to see the odds. Who's the best? Who's winning all the races out there?
Why don't you go up there? I bet it's like when you go to Thailand, they just take the bets in the crowd.
Let me see. I wonder if there's a local pigeon race I can go to.
Where, here in L.A.?
Yeah.
Probably. There's all kinds of fucking shit. I want to go to those cockfights. Go to those dog fights, too. A lot of dog fights around here.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they always are busting motherfuckers. Busting rings. Like on the outskirts. Like if you go like southeast of here, that's where all that shit's going down.
According to PETA, an estimated $15 million a year in illegal gambling proceeds.
That's it? Yo, small that
from pigeon racing. That's more than I thought, though.
I know, but
I thought it'd be like 80 grand. 15 million?
There's a lot of motherfuckers pigeon racing, though. What are they betting? Like $1?
Says it's big in China.
They could see that.
It says you can invest hundreds of thousands of dollars into the bird.
What?
Yeah.
No, come on. A pigeon? Hundreds of thousands of dollars into a pigeon.
To Chinese bidders, a bidding war happened. $1.3 million was the final price.
I know, but that's China. They're like trying to hide their money and stuff.
In pigeon race. Like, yeah. Put it in the pigeon race and they'll never look into it.
I don't think it's like some guy saving all his quarters to be like, I need to get a prize pigeon.
We need to get little into it.
Yeah. That's my fortune. Dude, how long does a pigeon live?
Let's see.
What's the average life expectancy of a fucking pigeon?
It can live up to 20 years if it's well looked after.
Oh, seriously? Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe you can invest.
It says, though, the wild ones, like you see roaming around, 4 years. Yeah. 3 to 4 years.
Because they're eating garbage.
Yeah. People, yeah, they're just like wandering around bus stops.
I can't remember what happened to our pigeons. We had them for a long time. We had a coop.
You could have been making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no. I think we would let them go, and they would be like, and then they'd come back like 2 hours later. It was only like a 30-minute drive.
Says to train one, you just take them around a mile away, and then you release it, and then you need to do it several times a week. If you can do it daily, it's even better.
Maybe that's why we weren't taking them enough.
And then next thing you know, they're in the races. They wear a number on the side?
I think they have a band.
On the foot?
Yeah. But you don't want anything to slow them down.
And the next thing you know, guys in fucking swords show up.
Dude, if a guy showed up in a sword, I don't know. I would have to start laughing. Yeah. And that would probably make him more furious.
You'd have to run from him.
I got about tactical baton. So it'd be sword versus police-grade tactical baton.
Baton versus sword. It's a decent matchup. I wonder, like, what kind. I picture, like, a real shitty, like, a short sword he got. Like, it's.
Are you think more of, like, a sai?
Yeah, maybe something curved, something shitty. Nothing great. Probably not that sharp. Picture a little rusty.
Like, worst thing to get hit by, though. Unsharp, rusty sword.
Yeah, I picture
it. Hurt like a motherfucker.
Pretty dull. Yeah, it's going to hurt more blunt force than it's going to be stabbing.
I would love to. I wish they had video because I guarantee you it's just some guy running up, pretending to swing at somebody to scare him.
And then just wild shooting.
It sounded like nobody wanted anything to do with the violence.
Well, they brought the cops' attention, so they fucked it up for everybody.
Dude, good old. Some of these. I bet maybe they're trying to steal their pigeon. $100,000 for a fucking racing pigeon? God damn.
Well, I guess it's serious enough that these guys felt they needed to be violent.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, there you have it.
All right, well, be careful out there.
There's a pigeon racing update for the week. We'll talk more pigeon racing next week.
Be careful out there on your pigeon racing.
We'll start breaking down the ins and outs. Who's hot, who's not.
Yeah.
Who to put your money on.
Talk about the legends.
Yeah.
Pigeon racing Hall of Fame.
We'll talk about it all. What John Littles, how he's going to get into it.
He's going to go to the Pigeon Racing Hall of Fame. Who's this loser? Who's this asshole? It's probably the guy who did the fucking sword swinging.
If you see Earl out there, be cool. Act like you've been there before.
There it is, Earl. That's all we can do. We just tell people be cool, man. Yeah,
we're trying. We're trying our best. The dogs don't always listen.
Why is he called it? He can call his dogs on us.
Yeah, the Skakels.
The Skakelites.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Danish O'Neill, Danish and O'Neill, your empty hearts they will steal. Danish and O'Neill, if you've been to the Minute Clinic but you still ain't healed.
I was born clairvoyant, I was born a healer, and I was born very different.